Gary Crisp from Racing and Sports is about to join us to give us his analysis on the four Group 1s. Good morning to you, Gary.
Good night, Jason. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. It was a drama-packed day at Randwick again on Saturday. Some brilliant performances. A couple of flops, but an interesting day overall.
Yeah, look, it was. And I think, you know, the track again, being wet, obviously, doesn't help. I think it's a while since we've had a good track at, you know, one of these autumn meetings, certainly with the AJCH. I don't think we've had a, you know, Oates run on a good track since 2006. So it does sort of, you know, complicate form matters a little bit. Some horses get through it and others don't.
Yeah, it does make a big difference, no doubt. And there was an inside bias there at Randwick on Saturday. Gust of wind, though, took full advantage. It was a brilliant ride by Ty Anglin. And what about John Sargent? I think he's got the four Oaks in the bag now.
Yeah, that's right. No, certainly has. But he's a very lightly race, really, obviously. And we have seen a little bit of her come through the provincial grades at Scone and Hawkesbury, and then of course she ran you know, there in the Adrian Knox behind Candelara and ran well enough that day, I guess, and sort of came off that with a pretty big leap in her figures on Saturday to win the race. But I think it was, you know, fair to say that she's probably one of the, you know, the better star or the best star in the race, and certainly very only lightly race, three from five starts now, and certainly with a future. But in terms of assessing the race, we sort of put a figure of 114, time form rating 114 on Gust of the Wind, which is, you know, below the figure, say, for the Rising Romance last year and well below Royal Descent and Stream and those sorts of winners of the race. So in terms of a renewal, it was sort of, you know, below par on our figures. I don't think Winx got the trip all that well as well, and Candelara obviously came off that performance in the Adrian Knox, but and Zavara, the New Zealand Oaks, obviously didn't get through the ground. So a few unknowns with regards to the quality of how the race ended up. But I've no doubt, I think Gust of the Wind is a horse we'll see a bit more of during the spring, whether she's up to some of the, you know, feature races. I think remains to be seen. She's certainly got to make more improvement.
Absolutely. We'll move on to the Queen of the Turf now, Gary. And, well, Gaywater House to the fore, and the Sydney Autumn, once again, with Amanpour. That was a very impressive performance, especially over the concluding stages.
Yeah, look, it was a great ride, too, by Kieran McAvoy. Summed this race up to perfection and, you know, just controlled it and had them, I think, you know, beaten, you know, to the top of the rise, really. Interesting, Gage won four of the last five renewals of this race, Jason, so she's made her own, isn't it? But in assessing this race, I mean, Katkin still has trouble, I think, getting a strong mile, and particularly in the conditions there on Saturday. But she was beautifully ridden by Jo Maria as well, had the soft trail behind the leader, but obviously couldn't come on. A Noble Protector, the English mare, I think, probably now looking for a little bit longer, but also certainly on top of the ground, which was the reason she was sent here in the first place. So I think in assessing this race, we've put it in, got a figure the same as last year, Diamond Drill, around about 115, but sort of still below some of the really good renewals and appearance in 2013, and of course More Joyous, Champion Mare back in 2011, who ran figures of 127, 125, so, you know, a long way below that, but certainly an honest mare, and you know, she's probably got more improvement to come out of that, in the spring.
Yeah, I thought Noble Protector's effort was especially good, having been, well, three wide pretty much the whole trip.
Yeah, it was, Jason, and she's sort of racing probably, so she does look as if she needs 2,000 or further now. I mean, she's a winner over 2,400 metres back home in the UK, so obviously that's not going to be a concern to her. So it'll be interesting to see where she goes from here, but certainly she's in very capable hands, Robert Smeaton, and I'm sure they'll make the right decision for her going forward.
The Sydney Cup, Gary, was, well, it was all about Hartnell, wasn't it? Sensationally backed both during the week and especially there on the day. I think it came into about 160 or 170 or thereabout. Interesting run from him, not what many expected after winning, I think, the Queen's Vase over the journey, but it was Grand Marshal finally getting up to his right distance.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Grand Marshal, to a horse that does, you know, relish these distances, I guess if one doubted whether or not he probably had the class to, you know, to win this before the race, but obviously the way the race unfolded, and they did get along at a pretty good clip here, I think, so, and so that helped his chances as well. I mean, both the second, you know, and the winner came from well back on the turn. And when you look at it in that light, I think the performance of Hartnell to hang on to run fourth, even though, you know, won't help the people that backed him, but I think his performance was probably better than it actually looked. And And as far as Grand Marshal's concerned, he just had a perfect run. And Jim Cassidy to the fore there, great rider, great tactical rider, and to get the money. And who shot the Barman, the Auckland Cup winner? And obviously he, I don't think he went around a horse in the race, so he had every possible chance. Blake Shin gave him a great ride. So, they came away with a big gap to Rocket Carousel, who basically ran to his form in Melbourne. So, again, in trying to put a number on the race with on who shot the Barman, basically run to form here, around about a figure of 120. And Grand Marshal's obviously taken a jump in his numbers to 115. But in terms of trying to put the race in a context as a renewal, it's again a relatively low rating race. Got to go back to probably Stand Again, another of Chris Wallace winners back in 2011, running similar heavy track conditions and as a similar sort of rating race. So not expecting probably too much from this race, but I think some of the beaten horses will, can do much better. I mean, Protection has pulled up with these issues and faced a big task, I guess, under the track conditions of 58, but, certainly wouldn't give up on some of those beaten runners.
Yeah, surprise. It was probably, before Red Cadeau came out, one of the better of Sydney Cup fields we've had for some years with, at least two of the Melbourne Cup place getters going through it.
Yeah, that's right. Before the race, it looked as if it would develop into a pretty strong renewal, but obviously, the way that it turned out didn't quite go to go to script. But that said, I think some of those, like I say, some of those beaten horses would definitely do better. I think Dominance is a much better horse than he showed there. It just didn't get through the wet, and like I say, Perseccion has pulled up with a number of problems. Plus, also Craig Williams said he was under the pressure at the 800, so, which is a bit unusual for a horse that's so dominant in the Melbourne Cup. I think it just goes to show you how testing that ground was there on Saturday.
Absolutely, and in the Queen Elizabeth, I guess it was all about Criterion, a dominant display. He's been a horse that, as we spoke with David Hayes earlier, has been at the top or near the top level throughout his career, handy performances as a two-year-old. He was a Derby winner at three, and he's really just gone to the next level since he joined David Hayes' stable.
Yeah, he has, Jason. He's had four runs now for David, for the win there on Saturday and three previous placings, and the first of those placings under David's care was, of course, back in December in the Hong Kong Cup, where he was, placed there close up behind Designs on Rome and had that race sort of in his pocket with about 100 metres to go. So definitely the horse has improved since he's gone to David. We've kind of gone to figure 127 on Saturday, which is pretty strong renewal for this race in terms of the historical averages. It sits right up there with some of the better ones, a couple of pounds behind Dundeal, but a pound under Reliable Man and More Joy. So talking about a pretty strong performance there, and I think he had them covered a long way from home, and he hadn't come off the bridle topping their eyes, and the others were already chasing. So it was, and obviously he was loved the wet conditions as well. We know he excels in that, but he doesn't have to have wet ground to perform for his best, as we've seen with his previous runs there. But the George Ryder, Jason, has been four Queen Elizabeth Stakes winners to come through that race to win the Queen Elizabeth. The last was Reliable Man in 2012 when he went straight to the Queen Elizabeth Stakes as well. So and that race has been actually a very strong form reference. If you now look at Real Impact, who was placed in the Doncaster and Kermadec won the Doncaster, and now Criterion's won the Queen Elizabeth. So at the time, it didn't look that strong, but certainly proved that way.
What's your opinion, Gary? I've heard it bandied about comparing the Queen Elizabeth Stakes to the Cox Plate now.
We wrote a piece about that, Jason, so that I think in the last 2 to 3 years, I think the pendulum definitely swung back towards the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, not by a long way, but we've got roughly about a pound in front of the Cox Plate, and I think that the last 3 years analysis of results of both, points that way. So it'll be interesting to see just how the Cox Plate stacks up this year. But this is a very good renewal. But again, obviously, a bit like the Sydney Cup, horse like Adelaide that just didn't get through the ground. And of course, the two Japanese horses as well struggled, particularly to the world. And it's unfortunate that happened because we didn't really get a chance to see the best of those horses. And hopefully, they'll keep coming, and hopefully they will find track conditions that will suit them. But I think it's important to have those horses here for our carnival.
Yeah, very mixed results, wasn't it, for the Japanese? But they did have some success, and I'm sure we'll see them back here again in future years. Gary, you'll have to leave it there. Many thanks for your time this afternoon, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, good on you, Jason.
Gary Crisp from Racing and Sports there with his analysis. on the four Group 1s at Randwick on Saturday. Yeah, some interesting points raised there.